Are you someone that finds himself wanting to always have background noise, whether it's a podcast or music? Maybe you're even in the car with other people and talking, and you find yourself still needing that music on, even if it's really low. And forget long car rides sitting in silence. I mean, that's unheard of. There has to be music or something going on in the background. Maybe even when we're sitting at the doctor's office or in the carpool line, how quickly we pick up our phone to keep our mind busy. And today, I'm going to challenge you with that just a little bit, because silence for a lot of us means I have to start thinking about my feelings. And then if I start thinking about what I'm thinking about, some of that is just not going to be good. And so we start to fear our feelings. So if you're somebody that feels like they have to have that background noise, or maybe you don't even realize that you're doing it, but maybe it is that struggle with sitting in silence, this episode is definitely for you. And before we go any further, I just want to know if any of these thought patterns sound familiar. How can I stop worrying about everything? Why do I keep making the same mistakes? Will I ever be free from this pain? Why can't I say no without feeling guilty? I know that life feels hard, but life doesn't always have to be hard. And I know that with the right support, that you can break free from negative thought patterns and silence your inner critic. I understand that when you're looking for support, you want somebody who understands that, who understands thought patterns and strategies for overcoming what's holding you back, not just because they're certified to teach them, but because they have lived it. And that's why I'm here. I've been where you're standing. I understand the pain and the confusion you feel, and I have dedicated my education and career to helping women just like you overcome negative thought patterns and regain control of their lives. And I have to say, now it's your turn. Together, I'd love to get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching to book a free 20-minute consult with me. Don't wait until the new year to book this consultation. Healing can happen now, especially around the holidays. jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. For the last 4 months, almost every morning within the first hour of waking, I head outside to put my feet in the grass and look up at the sky to get anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes of morning sunlight. I can hear the ruffles of the leaves to my left as the squirrels intensively search for their nuts, only to bury and hide them for later. Directly behind me, I hear the sweet songs of the birds heading to the bird feeder that I just filled for them. And then I simply close my eyes and breathe. And this is a routine my body looks forward to now. Even now, as it hits low temperatures here in Pennsylvania, we've had 20 degrees, and then it says it feels like 0 degrees because of the wind. I still sit outside, bundled up, just to feel and find the stillness in the mornings. And yes, I still put my feet in the grass or snow. And I navigate what's too cold and what's not too cold. But in this time of my life, I am learning to show up for my body differently. It goes against the culture to unhurry yourself or to take days off. It goes against the ways of the kingdom when we carry our mission above our health. Choosing never to rest because we tell ourselves people need our help. It's true that people need our help and that we have a calling, but at the same time, it's also true that rest and not filling our days from sunup to sundown is biblical as well. We hold these two things simultaneously. But I think that when rest comes, when we slow down and we don't fill our days and our moments with something every single day, it can make us aware of the silence. That's when silence becomes too uncomfortable. Because with silence comes thoughts, thoughts we may not like, thoughts we don't know what to do with, or thoughts that we feel too overwhelming. So we silence the silence. We fill the days to drown out the thoughts or pain. We fill the moments kind of to numb something inside of us that bears too much weight. And we'll fill our silence with noise. So as not to hear what's really going on inside of us, even what the Holy Spirit wants to do in us. So we fear the silence because we fear our feelings. And let's be honest, none of us like to think negative thoughts. We don't want to find ourselves lost in how others have hurt us or treat us. But the truth is, though, that when we ignore what is going on inside of us, it affects us in many ways. That is why I work through this with my coaching clients. Most of the time, they come to me because they want to move forward, but it's until we recognize that their past pain and thinking have been ignored or kind of on autopilot for so long, we can't move forward until we recognize where we are right now. And so I help my coaching clients so much with self-awareness, these stories, these beliefs that they've been carrying, and most importantly, how can they tend to the pain that they're carrying? What kind of autopilot have they put on? It's a time when we get honest with ourselves before the Father. We renew and retrain our brains when we welcome silence. Silence allows us to tell our thoughts where to go and speak truth to them because we can't renew what we ignore. In the silence, we can make sense of what's really going on and why we may keep repeating these same patterns. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this then? How can we sit in the silence and not fear our feelings? Well, of course, I can't get into everything in this episode, but I can talk about how to just be with ourselves, be with the Father. Remember that all of this is an invitation. We want to invite, but not force. So you can start just with a whisper prayer. Lord, help me sit with what you want to show me. And then let silence unfold. If fear arise, like if you have fears that arise, picture handing them to God or visualize him sitting beside you. This is a time when we can practice containment, only allowing certain thoughts to come through at a time so as not to overwhelm us. And I walk my coaching clients through this when it's the right time for them to not overwhelm them. And then this is also a practice that I want to walk with you through that I walk my coaching clients through. And this is when the silence comes, it's important for us to feel it, to heal it. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to name the emotion. Naming things gives it an opportunity to pass through. Because if things are just kind of out there in space and they're all jumbled in our minds, and I love to use the analogy of Christmas lights, they're all just tangled and knotted together. It's really hard to see where one thought ends and one feeling starts. And so we really have to get honest and what am I experiencing right now? What emotion do I have? Number two is we have to say, where is it in my body? Am I feeling it in my shoulders, my jaw? Do I have a headache? Is it my tension in my eyebrows? Do I feel it in my stomach? Where am I holding it? Number three is, what would that part of your body say? Meaning, so when you name it, you locate where you're kind of holding it in your body. You want to think about, what is that body part actually communicating to you? And I know this sounds really weird to think about, but hang with me. This is where awareness and attunement to the Holy Spirit is so, so important. Because if our shoulders are tense, that means our body might say, we need to relax. We need to close our eyes and breathe. What is that need? What is it saying to you? Number four, what does it need to be comforted? Do you need somebody to talk to? Do you need to walk through that process of forgiving? And the last thing, number five, is you're going to advocate for that need. That means you're actually going to take the steps to make it happen. So we want to feel it to heal it. So number one, name the emotion. Number two, where is it in the body? Number three, what would that part of your body say? Number four, what does it need to be comforted? Number five, advocate for that need. It's taking action. During this time, I really just want you to picture yourself as the clay and God as the potter that we read in Isaiah 64:8. Visualize God shaping your feelings and experiences into something purposeful, even when they feel messy or undefined. I don't know what this holiday season holds for you, but I pray you don't hold on to the pain anymore. I pray you don't silence the need for help by convincing yourself you are too far gone. I pray you don't wait for the new year to say you will start. So like I go outside in the morning to find the stillness and the silence of just nature. I have to get comfortable welcoming the uncomfortable things in my life. What are my thoughts? And so the question becomes, how are you unhurrying today? How are you welcoming silence so that you can think about what you're thinking about? So that you can name the emotion, so you can figure out where it is in your body, so you can start to advocate for that need. It is not selfish or prideful to take care and to tend to the places in your heart. I often tell my coaching clients that that's often where the Lord is knocking, the places that we don't want to go. So it's a perfect time to check in. Are you filling the days to drown out the thoughts? Are you filling the moments with something to numb something inside of you because it just feels too heavy? Is it easier to just silence the noise than to really deal with the pain? We have to get honest with ourselves. We have to get honest with God so that we don't continue to pretend that everything is fine and okay, when we know deep down it's not. If you need help practically walking through this, I'd love to come alongside you as your mental health coach and trauma-informed coach. Book a free consultation. It's 20 minutes where we work together. We talk about what it is that you're going through and what you need, and we come up with a plan. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Sometimes your biggest breakthrough is when you start breaking it down. Therefore, don't forget this week to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.